I'm a sucker for several things. Give me some hope on the Minnesota sports teams. I'm all in, ready to get my heart broken. You probably don't want to get into a conversation with me about European history around the time of Napoleon, and I've spent pretty much far too much of my time playing Call of Duty. But one thing I think I'm not alone in is seeing a good comeback story.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky.
Else?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
And they get the snap and actually hand it off, do not kneel it, to Caleb Moore. And Iniola stops it after a gain of one. But that will do it. Indians fall 2-5-3 on the season, 2-2 in district play. Bondurant Farrar improves to 3-1 in the district and 7-1 overall with a 28-14 win. The Indians suffered their worst stretch of the season in weeks 7 and 8 of district play, with back-to-back losses to Carlisle and Bondurant Farrar. And while that didn't knock them out of the postseason, it guaranteed an away first-round playoff game and a much tougher road to the Unidome. Then after the matchups came out for the first round of postseason, the Indians knew there was a chance to make up for a previous miscue. But first, they had to shore up several things on the defensive side of the ball.
Collison in the shotgun, he's got Cram behind him. Hand off to Moore, tries the left side, and it's sniffed out by the Indians. Coming through is Wyatt DeWitt for a huge tackle back at the 7-yard line, a loss of one. Collison in the shotgun, he's got Cram next to him. Fakes the handoff, Collison tries a double move, Indianola's all over it. Collison is hit, and he's taken down at the 26-yard line. DeWitt with the sack, and it's going to be second and long. They go back to Cram, he tries the left side. This time he has a lot more room to run, but he gets forward.
Fumble.
And a fumble on the field, and Indianola ball,
they
and they recover. Indianola gets it at the 33-yard line. Cram rushes for about a yard before he's wrapped up, and he fumbles the ball, and Indianola leads 7-0 and has the ball back.
Two players that stood out for the Indianola defense last Friday night, defensive tackle Wyatt DeWitt and safety Charlie Wilmot. The two players, along with many others, helped fuel a 35-13 win that propelled the Indians into the quarterfinals. But what changed? Playing complementary football and taking advantage of pressure.
Game one against Bondurant, we weren't able to get any pressure at all, so that was the focus. Hey, we gotta get some pressure on this quarterback, make him uncomfortable, and we were able to do that, and Wyatt was a big part of that. With Bondurant, you don't know if they're going to run, they're going to pass, they really keep you on your heels, and when you get them negative plays, you pretty much know they're going to put it up in the air, and they're going to need some chunk yardage. So that definitely helped us, and it was fun to watch those guys play with great energy and get some sacks and tackles for a loss.
Basically just keeping contained and being really pressurizing the QB and making sure he's not comfortable in the pocket, and just that's what we did all night long. Me, Chance, and Ray, we did a good job of getting back there.
We knew we needed to come out and be better than last time. Safety-wise, we knew we had to be better in coverage. They kind of got us a lot of like play action passes the first time and stuff, and we knew we needed to shore some of that up.
DeWitt had three massive sacks against the Blue Jays to go along with five total tackles, while Wilmot had a tackle for a loss, an interception, and a fumble recovery while also being subbed in on offense at wide receiver. A big part of the improvement on the front line was not only being more physical, but taking advantage in the film room, along with defensive line coach Jason Hoover.
We did a lot of film study from our first game with them, built on all the positive things we had done in game one and tried to build from that. Really tried to stress being physical, being consistent through the plays, and try to stack quality plays for four quarters. We felt like we didn't do that in the first game. Matching up with Bondurant again for the first round of the playoffs gave us an excellent opportunity to go show that improvement.
I was having fun with it, doing different moves and being able to get back there and get into them and end up with three sacks was pretty fun. And just knowing my matchups, studying tape before playing Bondurant was helping me a lot get past my guys. I wasn't really keeping contained the best, and just watching film and keeping contained on my outside and just using my hands a lot better and keep my hips around the corner.
Head coach Eric Kluver said Wilmot has solidified the safety position where he leads the secondary making the calls, and part of that led to two huge plays.
Charlie is a versatile player for us, just a rangy defensive player that's very smart and was able to get the pick late in the game before our last score, and was also recovered a fumble there that Cram turned over, and Charlie does such a great job of running to the football and giving great effort, and he's able to make all the calls, make sure the defensive secondary is all on the same page. Just continues to improve and make a lot of great plays for us.
Well, I was coming up from my run fit, getting ready to make a tackle, and then Adler makes a good play, punches the ball out. And I was kind of pretty surprised. I didn't really do anything. The ball kind of just fell in my lap. So I was pretty surprised, pretty excited to get the ball back.
Colby Collison back, fakes the handoff, looks down the field, hand in his face, throws it into triple coverage, intercepted. Charlie Wilmot forces the turnover, returns it to the 30, and Charlie Wilmot.
I think that was a route concept we'd seen earlier in the game, and so I kind of just recognized it right away and got where I was supposed to be. And then that was pretty exciting, kind of knowing like that kind of just ended the game. It was pretty exciting knowing we were moving on to the next round.
Playing complementary football and taking advantage of the team's strengths, it's also a big part of the improvement this entire season for the squad. Both players know that if they can make a play, they've built trust up with their teammates, and they'll be backed up.
It helps us a lot, just knowing we have a good secondary and helping us like make sure we don't need to get back there right away, even though that's what we need to do and help our secondary as well. Just having a good secondary helps us know what we need to do, and getting pressure on the quarterback just helps a lot. Knowing we got to the quarterback and got our hands in his face, knowing we can help our secondary, and then when the ball's in there, we know our secondary is going to help a lot with Chuck and Josh and everyone else.
There was quite a few times where I just started to look back and they already sacked him. I didn't really have to do too much. It made it a pretty easy game for me. When him, Chance, and Ray, when they're all playing their best, it makes everyone else's job really easy. We can be a really dangerous defense when they're all playing at their full potential.
Sometimes on defense, it's not even when you make the play that things work out for your teammate, as long as you do the right thing. That trust you have in your teammates to make the play for you is important for success.
Really, when you look at the three sacks he was able to get, it's really, and I know it's almost cliche, but it was really a team effort from across the defensive line, and even in coordination with our linebackers, the different pressures we can give. So it has a lot of elements that are complementary to each other. He benefited a great deal on three of those sacks. He's been really good as a strong player, a fast player, and he's just putting a lot of those pieces together.
Collison steps up. He's hit in the backfield, and he's going to be wrapped up and taken down. Johnny Menke with a huge sack.
Wow.
All the way back to the 35-yard line, a loss of 11. And it's 4th and 16 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
The Indians play at number 1 Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight, easily their toughest test of the season, with a trip to the Unidome on the line. And everyone is aware of the challenges ahead of them, but there is only one direction to go.
We are going to have to play our best football game of the year. This is a solid football team that has a very strong tradition and several championships. So we will have to play our best football. All phases of the game are going to need to complement each other. But like I've said all year long, when we come and we play to our potential, we're a darn good football team ourselves.
I think we just got to be physical. I think we have a pretty good idea of what Xavier's going to run at us. I think we just got to play fast, be physical, and be confident in ourselves that we can go make the plays.
It's going to be a good matchup. We're going to play really physical, and we'll just see what the outcome is. I think we got the upper hand right now.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Andrew Swadner.